Tell him Brett wants to see him put on those green pants.
Pipe down, Mike.
Tell him Brett is dying to know how he can get into those pants.
Pipe down. During this, Romero was fingering his glass and talking with Brett. Brett was talking French, and he was talking Spanish and a little English and laughing. Bill was filling the glasses.
Tell him Brett wants to come into...
Oh, pipe down, Mike, for Christ's sake. Romero looked up, smiling.
Pipe down. I know that, he said.
Just then Montoya came into the room. He started to smile at me, then he saw Pedro Romero with a big glass of cognac in his hand, sitting laughing between me and a woman with bare shoulders at a table full of drunks. He did not even nod. Montoya went out of the room. Mike was on his feet proposing a toast.
"Let's all drink to," he began.
"Pedro Romero," I said. Everybody stood up. Romero took it very seriously, and we touched glasses and drank it down, I rushing it a little because Mike was trying to make it clear that that was not at all what he was going to drink to. But it went off all right, and Pedro Romero shook hands with everyone, and he and the critic went out together.
"My God, he's a lovely boy," Brett said. "And how I would love to see him get into those clothes. He must use a shoehorn."
"I started to tell him," Mike began, "and Jake kept interrupting me. Why do you interrupt me? Do you think you talk Spanish better than I do?"
"Oh, shut up, Mike. Nobody interrupted you."
"No, I like to get this settled."
He turned away from me.
"Do you think you amount to something, Cone? Do you think you belong here among us, people who are out to have a good time? For God's sake, don't be so noisy, Cone."
"Oh, cut it out, Mike," Cone said.
"Do you think Brett wants you here? Do you think you add to the party? Why don't you say something?"
"I said all I had to say the other night, Mike."
"I'm not one of your literary chaps."
Mike stood shakily and leaned against the table.
"I'm not clever, but I do know when I'm not wanted. Why don't you see when you're not wanted, Cone? Go away. Go away, for God's sake. Take that sad Jewish face away. Don't you think I'm right?"
He looked at us. "Sure," I said. "Let's all go over to the Aruña."
"No, don't you think I'm right? I love that woman."
"Oh, don't start that again. Do shove it along, Michael," Brett said.
"Don't you think I'm right, Jake?"
Cone still sat at the table. His face had the sallow yellow look it got when he was insulted, but somehow he seemed to be enjoying it, the childish, drunken heroics of it. It was his affair with a lady of title.
"Jake," Mike said.
He was almost crying.
"You know I'm right. Listen, you..."
He turned to Cone.
"Go away. Go away now."
"But I won't go, Mike," said Cone. "Then I'll make you."
Mike started toward him around the table. Cone stood up and took off his glasses. He stood waiting, his face sallow, his hands fairly low, proudly and firmly waiting for the assault, ready to do battle for his lady love. I grabbed Mike.
"Come on to the cafe," I said. "You can't hit him here in the hotel."
"Good," said Mike. "Good idea."
We started off. I looked back as Mike stumbled up the stairs and saw Cone putting his glasses on again. Bill was sitting at the table pouring another glass of Fundador. Brett was sitting looking straight ahead at nothing.